This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2235. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 21st, Antarctica, Argentina, China, Cuba, Germany, Hawaii, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Korea, North and South, Mali, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Tibet, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. LRA 36 Antarctica continues to appear on Saturdays between 22 and midnight UT, including March 16th, when we were hearing it well via remote in Argentina, on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. However, in the meantime, there had been reports of a helicopter accident that may have impacted LRA 36. However, in reply to that, from the director of RAI, Adrián Corol, via Horacio Negro in Uruguay. I would like to point out that this is inaccurate info. The optimization and maintenance work of LRA 36 by technicians Alejandro Petreca and Claudio Garcia from Radio Nacional was successfully carried out. An accident that occurred on March 6 has nothing to do with the tasks of the Technical Commission, which were successfully completed on February 29th, and of which I participated as management of RAI. On the other hand, the new transmitter is being built on the continent and is planned with the people in charge of the donation. It should be built during this year, and after a testing period at the Pacheco factory, that's near Buenos Aires, it will be deployed next summer to the Esperanza base. Now, surely by next summer in the south, he means no earlier than December. Meanwhile, there's often something wrong with the schedule of RAI Argentina relays via WRMI, such as March 19th at 23:50 during the hour supposedly Portuguese from RAI. Instead, there were continuous RAI multilingual IDs. The same thing happens during the French broadcast at 14:30. Chris Cadillac in Michigan says, I have completed a new webpage covering my 7-week study of Chinese rumblers and jammers on medium wave. I am especially proud of this study, expanding on my China AM ID database. The page includes 70 SDR screenshots, a few hours of audio, maps of the rumblers and jammers, a map of cross-strait propaganda stations, a station guide and schedule of the rumblers and jammers, digital radio in China, DRM, and CDR, and a look at the Taiwanese heavy metal jammer. Also I include my article about the study entitled Chasing the Chinese Rumblers, Who Killed the Frequency?, discussing the journey to find the source and purpose behind the rumblers. Find him on his website, www.chriskadlec.com/radio/rumblers. That's C-H-R-I-S-K-A-D-L-E-C. Once Cuba jams a shortwave frequency, it may go on forever and ever, whether there's still anything that needs to be jammed or not, such as 9955 from WRMI. March 21st at 0626, I was hearing pulse jamming and nothing else, as it's not on the air at that hour, that is WRMI, no longer running all night, 7 nights a week, just on weekends, apparently. The same was to be heard on 9565, which is a Radio Marti frequency in use in the daytime only. I checked the current WRMI program schedule for 9955, and I find that there is no longer any Cuban exile programming on it. The only thing possibly needing jamming would be 15 minutes a week from Radio Free America Latina, which is UT Fridays at 0100. But this program is not about Cuba in particular. Fewer and fewer Radio Havana Cuba transmitters remain on the air, such as 6060. We've not heard that frequency for months. But Ed Chicharek in New Jersey reports to the NASA flash sheet there was Spanish on 6060, March 12th at midnight 48. A strong carrier hum, but barely understandable audio. When I checked for that on March 19th, it was not to be heard. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. March 17th at 0237, there was no progress and no rebellion. Both 4765 and 5025 were off the air. I enjoyed hearing the last broadcast of Uncle Bill's Melting Pot via WBCQ, Sunday, March 17th at 2200. Toward the end, he revealed where he's going to be on the air from Europe. Starting in April, it's Channel 292, really no surprise. He said there would be two broadcasts, one in their morning, which is the middle of our night, and the other at 19 UT, when we might be awake to pull it in remotely. And Uncle Bill Tilford then replies, the first from the Isle of Music will be April 13th, the first Melting Pot April 20th, on 6070 at 19 until 20 UT. And we note those are Saturdays, not Sundays. He says that'll mean using a European SDR for North Americans. Lai and Nan, on March 14th at 0636, I was listening to WWVH on 10 MHz and found there was interference from a noise blast on the upper side from approximately 10,000 to 10,004 kHz. Of course, these standard frequencies are supposed to be protected. I had to tune lower sideband to hear WWVH. Then something similar hit WWV on 20 MHz. Tony Pavick in BC says on March 16th at 2039 UT, it was sounding really horrid, something nasty hanging on the lower sideband. Not there all the time. Varies in sound, mostly resembling a sputtering sound. Not heard on any other of their standard frequencies. But the same thing was heard via a few remotes on 20 MHz. Ricky Leong in Calgary forwards an article from the South China Morning Post, Hong Kong, March 13th, headlined, Hong Kong Bureau of Washington-funded Radio Free Asia may quit city as domestic national security legislation expected to come into force. The station has four full-time and up to four part-time staff. Some will move to Taiwan or Washington, and some will lose their jobs. The source predicts the station will be out of Hong Kong by the end of March, and that staff were told about this in February. The chairman of the Hong Kong Journalists Association said the decision was logical, as their reports had been targeted by officials, and their funding by the American government could hinder their work in the present political environment. Walt Salmaniv in BC says, March 15th at 1513 UT, the over-the-pole path must clearly be open, as there are many signals on the pirate band, other than North American pirates, that is, something in Russian, something in Spanish, and what sounds like Indonesian fishermen chatting, a very busy band that's usually blocked in the mornings with OTH radar. In fact, those Indonesian fishermen were found on just about every 5 kHz, between 6950 and 7000, all lower sideband. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard continues monitoring RRI Nabiri Program 1 Indonesia on 7289.93. On March 16th, between 0815 and 0925, it was slowly fading up toward Nabiri sunset at 0910. At 0820, it went from easy listening songs to a start of a Ramadan program. On March 15th, it was heard from 0800 until cut off early at 0820. On March 18th, between 0810 and 0920, it went from easy listening songs to Ramadan programming at 0817. He says that mostly long monologues, every day seems like a service from a mosque, always a segment with a group of people giving a response or repeating something. In the state, there was strong noise interference. However, on March 19th, from 0820, there was no signal off the air. Also, March 21st, nothing heard after 0745. Ron Howard also monitored the Voice of Indonesia Channel 1 English program from Palangkaraya on 3325. March 17th was another day with decent audio but with strong static, making for semi-readable reception. The English segment from 1300 with news, patriotic song, today in history. Acknowledgement of letters and emails, Indonesia Today and Indonesian Wonders and Music Corner were the programs. Now, Korea North. Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas says, in the past I've heard VOK with what would appear to be jamming, but upon closer listening, it appears to be noise on the audio circuit feeding the transmitter. It will often disappear during the short breaks between transmissions on the same frequency. Tony Pavick in BC says, on a few occasions, I have noted that VOK has messed up their schedule, been off by 1 hour. I've heard that the programming is essentially cookie-cutter. By that I mean the musical selections presented are the same across many languages, with only language-specific drop-ins between items. I've never had the intestinal fortitude to prove this. Tony Pavic had been hearing a station on 5855.5 USB. This proved to be a slight frequency change for HLL2, Seoul Meteorological Radio in South Korea, smartered by Ron Howard on March 21st, and also with a different language format and a new schedule, replacing 5857.5 about 2 kHz down. From 0831 until off at 845, completely in Korean, then from 933 to off at 938, a strange segment of brief multi-language weather reports in English, Japanese, and Chinese. And then Ron Ford's more about this from Rob Wagner in Australia. 5855.61 USB, HLL Seoul Meteorological Radio. March 21st at 1255, an unmodulated carrier. Then weather reports in Korean at 13, English at 1305, Japanese at 1312, Mandarin at 1320, concluding at 1329. The language sequence recommenced at 1332 until 1357, nothing further heard. Last week we reported that the domestic service from Mali, ORTM, on 5995 had been replaced by a noise blob, no program audio available. And this was still the case as of March 16th when I checked it at 0644. However, later that day and by March 17th, it was back to normal, as reported by HF Underground via Ron Howard. And Wolfgang Büschel said the day frequency was also active, 9635. 5995 starts at 06UT and is irregular into North America. We have the A24 schedule from RNZ Pacific New Zealand from their website via Ricky Leong, effective March 31st. On every day except Saturdays, there are DRM transmissions on their discrete set of frequencies between 1651 and 2058. And now I'm giving the AM-only schedule. Saturdays from 1651 on 9700, from 1759, 11725, from 1959, 15720. And on Sundays through Fridays, 15720 starts at 2059 and runs all the way until 1158, which, if correct, implies that part of the time, two transmitters are in use, as I continue with AM-only broadcasts on a daily basis. From midnight UT, 17675. From 0559, 13690. From 0859, 11725. This one only is Monday through Friday and aimed north-northwest toward the Solomon Islands and PNG, while all the others are aimed to the north-northeast, Pacific, and eventually North America, we hope. Because on Saturday, 11725 from 0859 is for the Pacific. And one more daily broadcast from 1259 until 1650 on 7440. If you find that confusing, as I do, you can at least look at it at their website, www.rnzi.com. Click on How to Listen. Oh, I suppose I should also give their DRM schedule for those of us who may want to try to pick them up that way. These are Sunday through Friday, intended for Tonga, Samoa, and the Cook Islands. 1651 on 9655, 1759 on 11690, and 1859 to 2058 on 13840. As to whether they might be running DRM and AM at the same time on two different frequencies and transmitters once the new transmitter is installed, Chris Mackerel says, when I spoke to Adrian Sainsbury at the NZR DXL 70th anniversary last year, he said they are more likely to conserve the two transmitters rather than running DRM and AM in parallel 24/7. It may come down to how much operational funding they receive in the future. I'm not optimistic with NZ's present government. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, short, and very shortwave frequencies, World of Radio 2235. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who celebrates every equinox and solstice by contributing generously to World of Radio. PO Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. North American Pirates in the Nassau Flash Sheet, Montney in Michigan, and Mark Taylor in Wisconsin. Report 6875 USB, March 17th at midnight 7 and later, Radio Igloo via Mix Radio International. But at midnight 32, the Yellow Rose of Texas and Texas Radio Shortwave mentioned. And there were also waterfall images, including Texas Radio Shortwave. Then on March 19th, Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave explains, "We've returned to the Pirate Airwaves, March 17th, a program broadcast by Mix Radio International featuring the Swedish pirate Radio Igloo's tribute to Swedish 60s FM pirate Radio Sid. TRSW had not been heard on pirate radio in North America and Europe since May 23, 2020, when the station switched its programs to commercial shortwave stations, WRMI, WBCQ, and Channel 292. It ceased broadcasting commercially on September 3, 2023. TRSW is now contacting North and European pirate stations to carry its programs. New programming will include rebroadcasts of some popular TRSW shows and new content focusing on old-time radio and rock music. The new music programs will feature content from the Oldies Project, Radio London, Rocket Radio, and TRSW's music library. There is no schedule of future broadcasts. Listeners should check the HFU website and other info outlets for news. TRSW will continue to offer electronic verifications for detailed reception reports sent directly or posted on the HF Underground website. Reports must include a SINPO or SIO rating. TRSW's new email address is, all one word, texasradioshortwave@protonmail.com. Texas Radio Shortwave, returning to our pirate roots. Bill Tilford replies, "I have mixed emotions about this. TRSW does quality shows. Nice to see them back on the airwaves, whatever it takes. But it's a sad commentary on the state of the commercial side of things in North America, that shows of that quality so often have a hard time staying on long-term unless subsidized by a podcast of the same material. I get that forbidden fruit tastes sweeter, but still find it sad." Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports another interesting North American pirate, calling itself AI Donald Trump. 10 March at 0201 on 6940 USB. Trump's voice being candid about losing the election, provoking insurgency, misleading his followers, etc. Trump's voice talking about being sexually impotent, about American people being complete morons for supporting him. "I'm Donald Trump, and if you support me, you are an idiot," etc. Last week I reported that KETU, 1120 Catoosa, Oklahoma, was off the air as of March 13th, but it was being heard again as of March 19th. Their slogan, La Diferente. It is a daytimer and thus supposed to be off the air during March for 12 hours from midnight 30 to 12:30 UT via Ulmarkvik in shortwave bulletin in Swedish, here translated. "It has long surprised me that opponents of Putin and the war in Ukraine use so little media to inform and influence public opinion in Russia. Now there is an opening. The independent organization Reporters Without Borders, RSF, is launching a satellite package of news channels with potential to reach 4.5 mega households in Russia. Much of the material in Project Svoboda, named after the Russian word for freedom, is to be produced by Russian journalists forced to leave the country after the invasion of Ukraine. Unlike media in Russia, these 9 satellite channels are free from Russian laws requiring the war in Ukraine to be designated a special military operation. This is not propaganda against propaganda, but independent journalism exported from democracies, mostly by media in exile, to people living in countries with a despotic regime." The Secretary General of RSF said, Christophe Deloire, at the European Parliament in Brussels when the venture was launched. "They'll be produced and administered by, among others, Radio Sakharov and Novaya Gazeta Europe and French satellite operator Eutelsat." Dmitry Elagin replies, "This is a very good initiative by Reporters Without Borders and the European Union. These efforts are not enough. I made announcements on my websites, but I am limited by Putin's censorship for disseminating truthful info in Russia. The website where you might read all about it is rsf.org, and look for Svoboda satellite package." On the evening of March 20th, Joe, F5NFB in Paris, reports a station on 9850, believed to be Radio Purga from Komsomolsk-na-Amur in eastern Russia, with only 20 kilowatts. But while Salmaniv says this is highly questionable, Purga has not been on for several years and then only in DRM, and only monotonous music, never any announcements. Chris Mackerel in New Zealand, who keeps track of DRM, says it is that time of year, the switch of broadcast seasons, when they have been known to pop up on DRM. The 824 HFCC listings show the usual raft of Russian DRM reservations, including those nominally allocated to Purga in the past. But they're never taking any notice of those anyway. As of last week's World of Radio, the frequency for that horrible roaring sound from the defective Saudi Arabian transmitter was 11915. However, by the 16th, it was missing again, but I found it on March 18th at 1504 on 11935, exactly the same sound as before. Unfortunately, there are already some broadcast stations on this frequency, notably Vatican Radio, which French broadcast at 1700 was terribly interfered with. Since then, heard it many other times past midnight UT, but not all night. At the beginning of the B-23 season, an incorrect frequency from Radio Exterior de España was widely circulated and quoted. It was possibly a typo, and now I suspect there's another one for the 8-24 season from March 31st. 17885 is shown as the North American frequency in some sources, but the RTV website itself, via Alan Rowe, says, as we would expect from previous summers, 17855. It's on the air from 18 to 02 Monday through Friday, and 14 to 23 on Saturdays and Sundays, with English shifted to 22 UT Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The other frequencies for other targets are 15390, 15520, and 17715. The clandestine voice of Tibet had been transmitting via Tajikistan between 13 and 14 UT, with five different frequencies changing during that 1 hour, says Wolfgang Büschel. Those frequencies were more or less accurate, although not ending necessarily in five. But on Sunday, March 17th, Wolfgang says they were off frequency as typical of a different shortwave site in Uzbekistan, such as 9872.926 at 1322 and 9892.928 at 1342. Via RustyX, this from telesatinfo.ru in translation. Ukraine wants to block TV signals from Russia in border areas. The Ukrainian government has allocated 152 million hryvnia, more than $3.9 mega, to block TV and radio signals from Russia, Belarus, and Transnistria in nine regions of the country. This was reported by the Ukrainian publication Judicial and Legal Newspaper. Until May 1st, blocking systems will be installed in 45 locations in the border zone of Vinnytsia, Volyn, Zhytomyr, Kiev, Odessa, Rivne, Sumy, Kharkov, and Chernihiv regions. The blocking of Russian TV channels in Ukraine began in the summer of 2014. Since then, the list of banned channels has increased. In November 2023, the Ukrainian National Council for TV and Radio Broadcasting banned the broadcast of 16 more video services in the country that allow you to watch Russian TV channels and films. The new A24 seasonal registrations for BBC World Service are now available at HFCC, and our group has been perusing them carefully. Stephen Luce in Houston says it looks like BBC has cut each remaining target area to 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening, slightly more for Africa. Over here, of course, to hear BBC on shortwave, we have to try to pick up broadcasts aimed elsewhere. I don't have time to give out all the frequencies, although there are not many of them left. But here are the hours for the different targets. South Asia, midnight to 2 and 12 to 14 UT. Southeast Asia, 10 to 12 and 22 to 24. And Africa gets a little more from 04 to 07 and 15 until 19. Peter W. Hansen notes that broadcasts to Southern Africa are gone. Stephen Lewis says Madagascar is losing most of its BBC output. And I wonder about the future of Ascension. John Filiozzi says, Ascension has not been good so far this year to upstate New York, except after 1900. Those look to be gone. 15400 had been good in summers past. That's down to only one mid-afternoon hour. Devastating for us here, even though they dropped North America long ago. There are no midday broadcasts on 25900 and 21630, and no late afternoons on 11810 and 12095. Vatican might work at 1530 to 1730, 21470. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey says, this is the latest round of shortwave reductions. The beep appears to be heading toward a full phase-out of this medium by 2030, where the BBC will become an all-digital platform. This is a sad thing, again, for many people in Africa who are far away from local FM relays in the major African cities and who cannot afford to pay for data usage on their phones in order to connect to BBC WS programming. Kai Ludfisch in Germany says, three locations will lose the BBC as a shortwave customer altogether, Bulgaria, Armenia, and São Tomé. And how long will the Ascension station survive? Its use is going down towards the point where the operation will become uneconomical. Also, this could be the situation for Wolverton. The BBC almost abandons it. Tony Pavic says, I refuse to accept BBC's excuse about cost. For a measly 8.5 kilopounds a year, they could do 1 hour a day in English for North America from WRMI. A lot less than Brother Stair spends. Give up on shortwave? Joe Hanlon says, as long as you're getting free calls within the U.S. on your cell phone plan, you can hear World Service programs by dialing this number for the live feed. 605-781-9836. That's 605-781-9836. Radio Marti continues to broadcast in Spanish toward Ukraine, actually for Cuban soldiers fighting on behalf of Russia, apparently. Transmitted from Greenville, 17680, is it 17 to 21 UT, but Monday through Friday only. The other frequency, 17865, is for Saturdays and Sundays only at an earlier hour, 13 until 17, as Peter Hansen found out. On some occasions, there have been severe transmitter problems with it dumping off the air about once a minute for up to half an hour. One of the songs they play over and over is apparently a popular Ukrainian patriotic song, translated title being, Oh, There is a Red Viburnum in the Meadow, but it's in Spanish. Slava Ukraini, says Richard Langley. From BC, Volodya Salmaniv replies, the song was banned in the Soviet Union. It was written during the First World War, but became popular with the Ukrainian insurgent army during and after World War II. It's cryptic, describing how Ukraine, although broken, will rise again. We learned it as children growing up in the diaspora. Always giving me a lump in my throat, says Walt Salmaniv. Although very strong here, I've noticed that some WWCR frequencies now have a squeal on the sidebands. 9350, 9980, 12160 heard at various times. Something's not right at Nashville. Radio Vanuatu continues active on 7260, reported almost every night, after 06 UT by Ron Hart in California, on March 15th to 21st. The propagation outlook from NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center issued March 18th. Unsettled geomagnetic field activity expected on March 28th and 29th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3, April 3rd to 5th, 15 and 3. Highs mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux expected to dip to 152 on March 25th, peak at 165 March 29th and 30th, and down to 145 by April 10th. Among many other things, at our website, worldofradio.com, you have access to my complete weekly log report roundups. That is, without editing, condensing, or omission by other DX editors. That concludes World of Radio 2235. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.